Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
It's over. Game over, man.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
Give me the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network, here's Charlie Remeliotis.
Welcome in to the Blackhawks postgame show. Charlie Remeliotis here at Wrigley Field after a 6-2 Blackhawks loss to the St. Louis Blues here in the Winter Classic. We're going up to 7:30 today, so it's going to be a tight postgame show. So Troy Murray and I are just going to kind of break down the less of what happened in the game and more about the experience of this entire game and yesterday. Troy, I don't hear any organ music, so we don't have any sad organ music, but unfortunately the Blackhawks do fall 6-2 in this game. But overall, I mean, such a fun day, just from start to finish in the morning, and then just the scenes all day long.
The build-up yesterday for the Blackhawks practice and the family skate, for the Blues practice after their family skate, we were down here to kind of witness all that, and that's what it's all about. I mean, the Winter Classic is family. It's the new year time of the season, and I think that you take a lot of positives away from this game, other than the game itself, family, friends in town. You know, unfortunately for the Blackhawks, not able to put on a show that they were hoping to, and you know, John had mentioned it wasn't Peter Mrazek's best night, but he didn't get a lot of support. I thought the pairing out there of Nolan Allen and Seth Jones had a real struggle in this game. You know, you got to be stronger. You got to be better, and that's, you know, you can only do so much as a coach before the players have to take it personally and change what's going on individually. And you got to be more competitive. You got to battle harder around the net. There's got to be better awareness. And you know, for the St. Louis Blues, you know, give them a lot of credit, almost like a perfect road game by then. They get two power play opportunities at the beginning of the game. They score on both of them. And for a power play that is 28th in the league coming into the game tonight, only at 15%, you know, for them to score those two quick goals makes a huge difference in how the outcome of this game was decided.
The Blackhawks fall to 1-6-0 in seven outdoor games all time. What is it about these darn things that they can't pick up victories?
I don't know. And you talked about it before the beginning of the broadcast about, you know, the Blackhawks lost a lot of these Winter Classic games when they had the teams that won the Stanley Cup. So there's no rhyme or reason to the record for the Blackhawks in the outdoor games, the Winter Classic games. It is what it is. They got to try and turn it around whenever they get that opportunity again.
This was an unbelievable spectacle, just scenic-wise. You know, I was here as a fan in 2009 at Wrigley Field, and that was a noon game? I think it was like a morning or afternoon game, because it was more of a day game. And today, at 1 o'clock, John is saying, I think it was around 1 o'clock. Today, it was like the first period started in daylight, and the second and thirds were in the night. And to see this rink lit up under the lights at Wrigley Field, man, there's nothing like anything I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, this was really cool. And the way that everything looks on the field, there's no snow, obviously, in Chicago, but the fake snow that's out in the thing, I mean, it looks so good. And Winter Classic on the stage right in front of us, we saw the Smashing Pumpkins, we saw Chance the Rapper out there. You know, the logo at center ice, the background, you've got the clock, you know, the scoreboard that is very unique in today's game. And Major League Baseball, I mean, what a great venue, what a great opportunity for the NHL to showcase what they're all about and what the league's all about. St. Louis Blues, give them a lot of credit and congratulate them for a really solid road game. And for the Blackhawks, are going to have to regroup again and reset before the game against the Montreal Canadiens on Friday night.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling your toes? I can barely feel my toes. My hands are okay, but my toes...
I don't know.
Like
I haven't gotten out of my seat the entire game, so if I stand up and I fall down, it's because I can't feel anything.
That's our answer. Troy, great job on the call with John Weideman, as
that's
always.
That's it? You're kicking me out already?
That's all right. We got three commercial breaks to get to before 7:30,
okay.
So
all right.
It was just fun, though.
Happy New Year to John, to Paul, to you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Yeah, baby.
Another year in the books. We'll see you guys next year.
Here's to an awesome 2025. All right. We got more Blackhawks postgame show coming up here on 720 WGN.
Seth Jones sent Nathan Walker hard into the boards. He's back on his feet. Blues get it back. A shot from the left point by Broberg. He scores.
Seth Jones in front of the net. Might have deflected. No.
Let me correct myself, Troy. This is Cam Fowler picking up his second goal. I said Broberg. It's Cam Fowler with what looked like a harmless wrist shot. And it beats Mrazek.
Back here at Wrigley Field for the Blackhawks postgame. The Blackhawks fell to the St. Louis Blues 6-2 here at the Winter Classic. That was Cam Fowler's second goal of the game to make it 5-1 St. Louis. That kind of felt like the dagger for Chicago as they fell down four goals. And that feels fairly insurmountable in today's NHL. And so another unfortunate loss for the Blackhawks. It's their fifth loss in a row now after winning three in a row. All three of those games were at home. And so the Hawks are trying to desperately get out of that losing streak to get some sort of a good feeling. I know coming into this game, the Blackhawks were hoping that something like this, an event of this magnitude, just to break up the schedule and the mood in the locker room, depending on whether you're on a winning streak or losing streak, something like this can kind of galvanize your group. Remember Nick Foligno in the pregame show, we shared some audio of him trying to, hoping that this could be a potential springboard for the Blackhawks if they won this hockey game. And unfortunately, it goes sideways for a bunch of different reasons. Hawks have two penalties in the first period early on. St. Louis capitalized on both of them. You heard Troy Murray say on the broadcast that was the second time all season the Blackhawks have given up just more than one power play goal in a game this season. The other one, I think, was October 22nd against the Vancouver Canucks. So tough loss for the Blackhawks. I thought that a potential turning point or a missed opportunity for the Blackhawks, there were two of them. One, Jason Dickinson had a shorthanded chance early in the second period. That was still a 2-1 game at that point. If he scores there, it's a tie game at 2-2, and the entire mood of this hockey game changes. St. Louis ends up scoring the next goal to make it 3-1. And then after that, Taylor Hall had a grade-A scoring chance. I mean, it was, if he could redo that 10 times, he's probably scoring on 9 of them, and it was the one time that he unfortunately couldn't capitalize. That would have made it 3-2 to cut the deficit. So unfortunately for Chicago, they weren't able to capitalize on their chances, but St. Louis really came out of this hockey game. They set the tone in the first period by scoring two power play goals, and it just felt like the Blackhawks were playing a little bit of catch-up far too early in this hockey game. And so we'll see how the team reacts to this. They're going to have a day off tomorrow, I imagine, probably a practice day after that, and then they're going to return to Friday. And so it's going to be a tough day where they're kind of sitting on this loss for a while, and then just the five-game losing streak as a whole. But it was a tough game for the Blackhawks. Still an awesome event today. Just being here, the scenes were incredible and very, very special despite the result for the Chicago Blackhawks. All right, we got more to get to on the Blackhawks postgame show, including our save of the game. That's coming up next right here on 720 WGN.
To Parayko along the right sideboard. Little stop and start for Colton Parayko to Fowler. Turned it over in the slot. Taylor Hall moves and shoots. Oh, and Binnington down on his belly, spreads the pads, and somehow came up with this puck. What a miraculous save by Jordan Binnington. Taylor Hall had a full-on breakaway. He had Binnington down and out and tried to deke it past him and put it by him with a forehand wrist shot, but Binnington got the pad down in time.
That was tonight's save of the game, which is sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. Another tough goaltending effort for the Blackhawks. Peter Mrazek gave up 6 goals on 28 shots. His counterpart, Jordan Binnington, stopped 28 of 30 for the St. Louis Blues. Peter Mrazek, he's had a tough go at it lately. His last win came on November 27th. Versus the Dallas Stars in a 6-2 win. He stopped 25 of 27 in that game. And since then, he's been on a 7-game losing streak. There's only one game where they're... I'm sorry. Yeah, no, he... Yeah, not a single start. I'm sorry, that's a 6-game losing streak. Wait, look at... No, it is a 7-game losing streak. but he hasn't had a single game since then, since that Dallas game where he was above an .890 save percentage. So it's not just the team in front of him. He's had a little bit of a tough go as well. I thought maybe we would see Arvid Soderblom to start the third period just to change things up, and also for the Blackhawks to get Arvid this unique opportunity here at Wrigley Field, but they decided to stick with Mrazek, who I'm sure is disappointed that he hasn't been able to deliver lately for Chicago. But I'm pretty confident that he's going to bust out of it. It's just a matter of when. And so we'll see what happens there. We got one more break to get to, and then we're going to wrap up the Blackhawks postgame show from Wrigley Field after this on 720 WGN.
Out to center ice. Here's Kirby Dach. 2-on-1 with Lonnie. Kirby Dach. Curl drag pass scores. He banked it in off the hill. Kirby Dach.
Tonight's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. That sound you heard was Kirby Dach scoring the winner for the Montreal Canadiens, former Blackhawk. The Montreal Canadiens beat the Vegas Golden Knights in Vegas today, a rare home loss for the Golden Knights. Montreal, they've won 6 of their last 7 games. The Blackhawks and Canadiens will be facing off on Friday at 7 o'clock at the United Center. So Montreal is coming into the United Center fairly hot. Kirby Dach has actually been one of the players that has been, he's among the league leaders in plus minus as far as on the other end of it. He was a minus 21. And so good to see him producing with Montreal as of late. And so Montreal is coming in on a bit of a hot streak to United Center. Hawks are on a 5-game losing streak. So we'll see which of these two teams near the bottom of the NHL standings will prevail on Friday when they clash at the United Center. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Big thanks to all the help we had, our on-site reporter of Jack Heinrich, our production crew of Patrick Hennessy and Tony DeNardis. They were led by our Hall of Fame engineers, Krista Flores back at the station and Paul Zerang here at Wrigley Field. For John Weideman and Troy Murray, I'm Charlie Romeliotis, signing off after a 6-2 Blackhawks loss to the St. Louis Blues in the Winter Classic. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you on Friday night from the UC. Happy New Year, everybody.